Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon. We are highlighting local heroes, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about going on in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you. Davey Hartzell. How's your afternoon going, Davey?
Great. I'm recovering from that morning show.
That was a fun show.
We had a great show this morning.
It was good. Oh, filters.
We got special guests in studio.
We do. Very exciting.
Update from Port in the Storm, all the things that we need to know, the latest and greatest, and some great announcements.
Yeah, they do have some exciting stuff going on, so I can't wait to get to them. And then, of course, we've got my horoscopes coming up. And, of course, Davey, we've got some... Well, we'll leave that a surprise for him.
Yeah, we'll leave it a surprise. It's a good one, though, today. You'll love the funny.
Hey, want to remind you that our friends at Nissan of St. Augustine helped make this show possible. Great cars, great people, great value. The only thing they're missing is you. From their popular Nissan Rogue and Altima to the mighty Nissan Titan and the luxurious and sporty Nissan Maxima, they've got new and certified pre-owned Nissan vehicles on hand and ready for you, buckaroo.
Very nice.
Hey, if you are on the fence about getting a newer pre-owned vehicle or you just need to get something serviced, they service all makes and models, by the way. You don't have to just have a Nissan to go into Nissan, but they want to be known by their mission statement to become a staple in the community by building lasting and valuable relationships and providing service that exceeds all expectations. They're great at doing that. Sales center opens 7 days a week till 8 p.m. for your convenience. Check them out today, Nissan of St. Augustine, before the price of cars goes up another $10,000.
So true story, had a friend that took you up on the idea of just getting the car serviced.
Yeah.
And she went in, and then, of course, Will Barnes was there and said, I will cover that oil change if you want to sell your car. She got a Pathfinder.
The Pathfinders are freaking awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And she was like, it was awesome. I just went in for service, and I honestly walked away with less than what I actually paid on the other car. So
I believe it.
Okay.
Yep, that's awesome. The good thing about the trade-ins these days is they're worth so much more.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you trade in that car, maybe it's a 2015 with 100,000 miles on it, you can probably still get $14,000, $15,000 for it.
Wow, that blows my mind, though, right?
Yeah, man.
Cool.
So wild. So yeah, those trade-ins are going a long way, and that helps you bring the price of those monthly payments down. Nissan of St. Augustine, great people doing great things. Speaking of great people doing great things.
And monthly payments. Something called a mortgage.
Luckily, you can have the super lenders on your team to help you get the best rates possible on those mortgage payments. Simone Schmidt and Laura Baker are our St. John's County super lenders here for FBC Mortgage, which is a top 20 mortgage lender, by the way. They specialize in residential mortgage lending. They also offer purchase, refinance, and construction and renovation loans. So no matter what you need to do, the Superlenders can help you out. They're proud sponsors of the 904 Now, and if you want to get more information on what they do or get pre-approved, you can do that at super-lenders.com, super-lenders.com.
I spoke to Simone yesterday.
Loves the
show. Loves to being part of it. It's been great with Superlenders, and she's just making sure that people get pre-approved now. Lock in just to get that rate locked into place. That's so important.
Yeah, man. Even if you're in a position where you're like, man, I want to get my credit up 30 more points before I lock in, that's not going to do you any good right now. It's honestly not, because where you're at right now is going to be, you're going to get a better rate if you lock it in right now than even if you get your credit up 30 points and you lock in 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because rates are going up that fast at this point in time.
Fresh out of the arena here. Absolutely.
Man.
The gauntlet.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I was run through the ringer in the gauntlet.
I know. It's a beast. But the great people at Superlenders make it easy and clear on what the roadmap is going to look like.
Yes.
So, yeah, good stuff.
All right, where are we going to start today, Davey?
Random bachelor party picks.
Okay. Oh, boy.
This is an Instagram page I found. This is hysterical.
Okay.
Oh, we had to go with it today.
Okay, let's see.
All right, since my friend didn't want strippers at his bachelor party, look at this. They went to the Western, and everybody got into the Western garb.
No.
Next one, look at this. Whoa.
Hey,
that's
geez.
Intense. Yeah. Oxygen mask on with that? Oh, there's Darth at the end. I didn't see Darth. Okay.
He's out there in a t-shirt.
The thing. Okay, this one's interesting. This guy was supposed to be at a bachelor party with his friends, but their flights were canceled, so he's documenting his time alone.
So he ended up going back in time to the carousel in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Look at that. I love this guy's shirt, but he's staying next to the mirror because there's no other friends in the... He's on the boat, ready for to hang out with his buddies and all by himself.
Boy.
And then there's the dinner.
A round table. Yeah. Oh, that's actually sad. That's sad.
I'm going to lift it up here. This next one is Super Mario theme, Mario Kart themes.
I like this.
Look at
As
that.
As a Mario Kart fan, I really like this one, man.
So I have two options here for you. There's a cheap option and an expensive option.
Okay.
If we go back to the other slide, you can see the less expensive option is the skateboards and the balloons.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Do you see this now? And then the more expensive is you actually rent the carts.
You actually do the carts. Yeah.
Which one do you want? That's fun. Next is they went to JCPenney for their friend's bachelor party and took this photo.
Oh, we know how those JCPenney photo shoots go.
I just want this shirt that says draft beer, not students.
Wow, man. Some amazing costumes.
Yeah. Man. There's some bros in there.
There are some. Good costume. Jeez.
All right, this next one. If you have one that goes out of control, you can make this shirt. Hi, my name is Neil. I'm here for New Orleans for my brother's bachelor party. Now, I'm probably pretty drunk if you found me. Please return me at this phone number. I promise I'm harmless in case of emergency. My blood type is B positive. Thank you.
That's a lot to fit on a shirt.
I know. It's like, stand still, drunky. Just do a QR code now.
Yeah, right? That just solve a lot of time.
Yeah, just take a picture of my QR code.
Solve a lot, man. That's somebody who knows he's going to get messed up for the party.
All right, I'm going to tell people not to do this, but if you're planning a bachelor party, do not get these shirts. Really? Yeah, right? There's a lot of aesthetic there.
I hope that's the only time they wore those shirts.
This next one, this buddy passed out. And look, they did the Da Vinci creation moment there. That's hysterical.
That's amazing.
This next one, I have to say that this bachelor party was a success. They're trying to charge up their wallet there after
Boy,
a night
if that
out.
Worked on the cards, I wish you could charge your cards like that.
We got two more on deck. Made this dumb thing for my buddy's bachelor party. He had no idea. It's like Game of Thrones.
Game of office chairs and spray paint.
And swords.
Yeah,
it matches the rock.
That's interesting. Rocks. Oh, yeah, there's rocks down there. What is this, in a tent?
Very natural. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Playing Game of Thrones. Next is my buddy on the floor of a New York casino.
What?
2 a.m. on the bachelor party. This is 100% true.
How did this happen?
They must have brought the mattresses down in the casino. And he was just a mess and just put him to bed there. Oh, wow. Yeah, that wasn't left with much description, but that was a great picture.
Doesn't need much description. Does not need it. That is the best photo that they took away from that party.
Oh, yeah.
That was the photo they took away from that party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, the stars must not have been fans of those people, and the stars...
Yeah.
I don't know if they're fans of Libras and Aquariuses today.
That's today.
It is horrible horoscope time. Horrorscopes, as we call them. Booth... Can we get some horoscope music?
Booth. Sounds like we're in Teen Wolf. That was his girlfriend's name, Booth. Hey, Booth! Who names their daughter Booth? Really?
Was that really her name?
Yeah, her name was Booth. Like, who names your daughter Booth? That's horrible.
Terrible name.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there any further than that.
No, it doesn't get any better from there. All right. No, we got two guys in the booth now. So they're just now known as Booth.
The Booth Utes.
The Booth. The Booth Utes.
The two Utes. I'm joking. I'm done. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Libra. Libra. After months of back-breaking effort, you'll finally finish your first novel.
Oh.
Now, imagine how difficult it would be to actually write one.
Book on tape.
Yeah. There you go. You miss the toilet more than you think.
Your
next career, salad bar security.
Oh, what? The sneeze guard. I'm telling you.
When the sneeze guard's not enough.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there.
That's it. All right, Aquarius. Here we go, Aquarius. Succeeding at sucking is not really success.
Well, where's your standard? Maybe you need to lower it? I don't know.
Lowered expectations. The future doesn't have anything in store for you.
Great.
It's all kept in a warehouse and comes to you via two-day shipping.
Oh, my. This is not Amazon Prime.
Well, hey, these are what the stars are saying
Aquarius,
right now.
Aquarius, come on.
Hydrate. Be careful when you order from the website, though. The return policy is tough.
Yeah.
Tough. There were your horrible horoscopes for a Thursday.
Aquarius, take a cold shower. Yeah. It'll be okay. You're going to be okay. Yeah.
Both of you need to. Libra and Aquarius.
Libra, you were okay. The novel thing was kind of cool.
Yeah, well, okay.
Book on tape. That was easy.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Holy smokes, we have guests in studio.
We do, and before we introduce you to our special guests, we will remind you that Vibe Nutrition is keeping the team fueled here today. Well, me at least. Vibe Nutrition, my favorite place to go except for this morning when they exposed the fact that I'm ugly.
What happened?
We talked about it on the morning show. Sarah's been deceptively using filters on me every time she takes my picture.
There's better filters then. Like there, could have done like the plastic surgery one with the pillow lips. Oh, we're going to go to town with this. Wow. Yeah, you're going to learn from filters.
Well, she's been using filters on me, but this morning they didn't use a filter on me, and I realized they should be using filters on me. Okay.
Damned if you do, and you damned if you don't. It's about the lighting and the angle. It has to be up at a 45 degree angle. You will love the picture every time. Just trust me on that. Up 45 degrees. You got it.
I need a lot of help. Let's see. But Vibe Nutrition, they at least help me with my energy, with my clarity, with my focus. Yes. That I am better for because of Vibe Nutrition. They're running the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. You know who could probably help me look better, Davey?
Panache.
That's right. Get in there. I need to get in there for a haircut, a beard trim. I need to do that whole treatment again. Because
a once over. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's very obvious that it is all worn off on me by now.
All right, Michelle, text him. Let's go.
Let's
go do it.
I got to get in there. Got to get back in there. They have a carefully chosen and highly trained staff that's there to exceed your expectations. That's the truth. The same goes for their elegant salon space. It is dedicated to guest comfort and their devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar. They are great out of Panache. And one of the ways that you know that is everybody that's there, always in a great mood. They love doing what they do.
They love what they're doing because they're creative.
Yeah. You don't always walk into a place where everybody loves doing what they do.
No. And not every place is going to support creativity. That's right. Why Panache is absolutely, they set the standard. 100%.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to pamper yourself, you want to pamper a loved one, there's nowhere else to send them in town but Panache.
Yes.
There's really not. They care about what they do and they will make you feel very, very special. They'll make you feel like a whole new person.
They're going in next week.
Yeah.
Getting clipped and dipped. Here we go.
I'll probably see you there.
Yep. That'll be fun. It's like the new casino.
Speaking of casino!
There you go. We got some special guests.
I did that.
That was good.
That was a good one. Sorry. That was good. Five. Yeah, all right. There we go.
I will now let you finish with your guest introduction that I so rudely cut you off.
That was all good. We're talking about casino. Take two. Take three.
All right.
We're
going to get this at some point.
Joy and Karen in the house. Hello? Yes, we have Joy and Karen in the house from Portland, the Storm in St. Francis House. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for waiting patiently for us. Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm a Libra. I'm a little scared now.
We do that every time. We alienate every guest.
That's what we try to aim for on this show.
No, not really.
How are you? Last time we spoke, we know that there was a lot going on with Port in the Storm and the facility. I got to jump right in. How are the babies? How's it going?
Well, let's catch them up. They had a little bit of a plumbing issue, right?
Right. Yeah,
that really put a damper in plans. It really, really made them have to do some important renovations on the building.
Over the holiday time, am I saying? Yeah.
For 18 hours. Sewage backup on December 20th.
Yeah.
Flooded the entire youth shelter and our offices. And so Port in the Storm, for those who don't know, is the homeless youth shelter here in St. Augustine, St. John's County.
Yeah.
And so we have been through it. We have been through quite the process and are now coming on the upside. And our walls have been put back in and painted and they're doing work. It's good. Good things are on there.
That is great to know.
That is great to hear. That's huge.
The kids have been displaced, right? They haven't been in the facility?
They haven't been in the facility. They've been at downtown, which is St. Francis Shelter. So they've been down there.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've been in the dining area since December. So
still getting everything they need.
They're still getting the program.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still getting food, shelter, programs, love.
Yep. But just not that customized environment,
right? Exactly. Not in their think of as their safe space.
Right.
You know? Are you guys able to say like when you feel like it's like here we're back up and full speed?
For July.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
July. Yep.
That's awesome.
So good. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good light to start seeing at this point,
it is.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you guys got some exciting stuff coming up, too.
We do.
We're here to talk about, partly this Casino Royale.
Yes.
Did I say that right, or is it just Casino Royale?
No, Royale. Royale. He makes it the
Royale. Yes. Yeah. Makes it
a little 007 theme. Casino Royale was a 007
that's
film.
That's right. So. That's how I can remember this in the future. Yeah, so there you go.
We will not have any mattresses on our casino floor.
Yes, that's not going to happen.
That's good to know.
But we do have some great sponsorship opportunities available. And
so this is new. You came up with this concept. Like, what did you say? Like, we needed another pop. We needed another something fun. You heard some buzz. Like, how did this all come about?
I got to tell you, Davey, I can answer this question.
Okay.
They said Pete Melfi does such a good job running that casino at the yearly gala.
Yeah.
That we need to make a whole event out of this. Am I not totally correct?
You are absolutely correct.
Wow!
Seriously. So I was, I started here in November. Actually, my first day I was hired the morning of the gala.
And they said,
do you want to come see what it's like? I said, absolutely. This is what I'm going to be doing, right?
Yeah.
So while I'm at the gala, just kind of milling around, taking it all in, someone was mentioning the casino game that they have there. And someone said, if you can get in. I mean, it's always packed. There's always people around it.
It is.
And I went, ding, casino games. People want that. And then the more that I talked about the idea, everybody's like, oh, absolutely. We would totally love that. So, and it's when it is, because it's the third anniversary of Fort in the Storm's kickoff. So, the completion of the shelter was about 3 years ago in June, July-ish.
It's awesome. Art in Motion on San Marco Avenue. Am I saying that correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. So is it like black tie? What are we talking? What's the
cocktail.
Vibe? Okay.
Cocktail.
Got it.
007 cocktail.
Okay. So maybe not a tie, maybe with the, actually he would wear a bow tie.
He would wear a tie. Well, yeah. And on our, not this promotion, but the other promotion, he's it's kind things. Of undone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has a tie, you know, a little more casual, but very spiffy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking July, I don't want to be kind of like, it's very hot.
Don't be.
Air conditioned. Nice. I want to win. I want to feel good. Yeah.
Well, is that an official quote from the promotional material? Don't be.
Perfect word.
But it is an air conditioned space,
and it's at night, and so that's one reason that we wanted to have something. You know, put something between our March 7th golf tournament and all the way to October was our other event for a gala.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something in between, and it's at night and indoors, so it'll be cool and not, you won't worry about the summer heat.
So help with the viewers real quick. So there's Port in the Storm and then there's St. Francis House.
Correct.
This moment is only for Port in the Storm. Am I saying that correct?
This is correct.
Okay. Yes, this is specifically all the proceeds will go to Port in the Storm. And a cool thing about Port in the Storm is that it's completely funded by the community.
Oh, wow.
It's completely community funded. So everything from in-kind donations, monetary donations, volunteering time, all community funded. So
that's something we need to rally around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, doing these galas for the last couple of years, they have video testimonials every year that they'll show to folks during presentations. And they're so moving, the stories of these young people who on camera will sit there and tell you how much this program changed their life in such a positive way. I mean, people always walk out of these videos in tears.
Mm.
Just because of how moved they are from the powerful stories of these young people who have been so positively impacted by Port in the Storm.
It's amazing. Also need to clear up a little bit too, because I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think, homeless youth, really? Like, you don't see them a lot.
Yeah.
You don't see them on the street corners with the signs. You don't. So, we didn't know that it existed. Right. Is displacement still considered homelessness?
So, Port in the Storm is for 18 to 24, which is pretty much the forgotten age, right? You're 18 years old. You're an adult. Go out and adult.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or they've aged out of foster care at 18.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but it's also the age group that is the highest suicide rate.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Port in the Storm saves lives.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's not just feeding them and giving them a bed. I mean, it's giving them life lessons, everything from cooking and cleaning to...
Yep. They do budgeting, cooking and cleaning, like how to do an interview, like how to talk to someone, how to look at someone in the eye. I mean, these are kids that have not had the best life and, things that we take for granted they have never learned. So well,
they didn't have those mentors to teach them these little things a lot of the times, right?
So that's so that's the programming, and then we give them shelter as well. So
and lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Fun stuff that we did as a kid that we just did because our parents helped us and they didn't have that kind of thing. So
yeah,
I've heard Judy, our executive director, say that, you know, they'll act like, you know, this big guy, 18-year-old's like, and then they can't wait to carve the pumpkin.
Can't wait to do the crafty fun stuff.
And that's what they do artwork. And I was giving a tour, and he came out, and he showed the lady that I was giving the tour this artwork. It was like the, I forgot what it's called. It's like where you pour it in. It's clear. I forgot what it is.
Epoxy thing.
And it was like it had all seashells in it, and he gave it to her. And I mean, it's like this 18-year-old or 19-year-old, and he gave her this artwork, and it was beautiful. So, yeah, so we do fun stuff. They went bowling. We do.
Are you going to incorporate any of that artwork in silent auction? Because I bet you that'd be a beautiful moment.
I don't know. I think that's a great idea.
Anything that comes from them, because I know that you guys deal with security things, right? You can't like show their faces.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
So that would be a really cool moment coming from you're supporting this art that they're creating. You know, that could be another good pop at the silent auction.
Ding.
Okay, good.
Not just a hat rack on the 904. That's nice.
So also speaking about casino night, I want to offer you tickets.
Ooh.
Two of you are. It's on us.
How fun.
Wow. Thank you.
Let's go.
Get your bow ties ready.
Do what?
Get your bow ties ready.
Definitely.
You have to shine that up. Tie one of those.
No, don't tie it.
There is a YouTube I can send you on how to tie
it. Perfect. Thank you.
He's Southern too. It's hysterical. And everyone knows that if they've seen it, he's from South Carolina and he's like the bow tie master.
Okay.
You got to go through the arm's eye, cinch it down, and pull it through. Oh, I'll never forget. I must have watched it a million times when I had to wear a bow tie. Oh. Yeah. It's exact. Cinch it down and pull it through. Yeah. I'll send it. To you.
I gotta tell you, I am so not an adult. I when I worked at a job where I had to wear a tie every day, I mean, it was almost every morning that I was still YouTubing how to tie it.
Really?
I never really nailed it.
Oh, the double Windsor.
That double Windsor, I was gonna say, that's tough,
that
man.
That was mine every day.
I'm
with the ninja, I can get that done,
I was sitting there so frustrated trying to get that double Windsor. Terrible. Looked like I just tied the thing in a knot.
I mean, that's still high fashion. Not you could wear that on, July 9th, save the day, Casino Royale. Very excited.
So what are we talking about as far as games, as far as what the activities roulette. That people can do? Okay.
Oh. At the casino night?
Yeah.
Roulette, blackjack, craps, poker, there's a money wheel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's a lot more than just me messing up at doing blackjack. A lot more.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so cool.
It's two levels. There's the upper level is going to be VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be heavy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and fun games and silent auction. And
very, awesome. Very cool. And what a beautiful space.
It is a beautiful space. Yes. Totally goes well with the theme. Totally.
Like all the hot cars will be there too, right?
There will be some hot cars that go along with the whole 007 thing. Yep. They're going to take care of us.
The lighting is perfect. It's a little ominous, so it kind of pulls you in. Like, I love that whole like speakeasy vibe that you know, Art in Motion has. It's a beautiful space.
Yes.
Brett, well done. That's exciting.
Speaking of beautiful space.
Yeah.
So we just got a grant to finish out 64 Washington, which it will be our family shelter. It's the third building of ours there on Washington next to St. Francis House.
Awesome.
So St. Francis, the difference between St. Francis House and Port in the Storm, St. Francis House is the adult and individual family, whereas Port in the Storm is specific to the youth 18 to 24. So,
and families, you only had space that was limited over the years. Am I saying that correctly?
Yep, right.
So there was only like three or something, right?
Yep. This will add beds and...
Yep.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's an exciting thing. And so I'm sure that it's just a growing process. Every day is probably changing and evolving. And but we're excited to see that project grow though. That's great. Yeah, congratulations.
You guys must be seeing an increase in the need for services right now. I mean, because I got to tell you, just across the board of everything you guys do, because, you know, I got to tell you, as inflation is kicking in, as all these crazy price hikes are happening, you know, you're seeing people on the streets now who are well-dressed. People who never thought they would be on the streets are looking for extra help right now.
Well, and that's the thing. I, you know, even for me, the concept or the perception is you think, it, you know, the bums on the street. You know, I grew up in Miami, and that was just the picture in your head when you think of homeless. But I mean, it's really, could have been me. At, with the affordable housing crisis and, you know, these jobs days and everything right
any
now.
Any of us, you know.
Living in a car.
Well, and a lot of our residents, they do have jobs, and that's part of our program. We want to end that cycle. We want them to get into jobs. We want them to get into a home. We try and find housing for them. And as we all know, like you just said, affordable housing, it's really with a minimum wage job, it's really, it's impossible.
But mental health is another piece of this puzzle though, too, right? Because they're not all just saying like, oh, great, let me get a job and then everything is rosy. It's a process, right?
It is. It's a process. And we also have a street outreach team that goes out into the camps. The homeless camps, because you know not everyone wants to be in a shelter, and we have to deliver services to where they are. So we have a street outreach team that tries to go out and builds a rapport with them, because I mean they've been out there, they've been through trauma, they're not trusting, they're not and you have to build that rapport with them. And there is the mental health is definitely a component, and we do have services through the, and I can never say this, the continuum of care.
Yeah,
we refer them out if they need services for addiction, for alcoholism, anything. We provide that through them.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I did not know that there's a whole continuum of that. That's wow. Yes. And or they go out and earn that trust.
Yes. That's a hard one. So important. Yeah. It's so important. Our street outreach team, we have 4 people on the team, and they are just, I mean, they are out there every day with them, giving them, you know, that's the in-kind donations too that we got, like the travel size shampoos, conditioners, lotions, all that. They go and give them little personal care bags and bug spray.
Do you guys need more of that stuff?
We always do.
We always need that stuff. That is an ongoing thing.
Always.
Yep. Okay, good to know.
So, yeah.
Sunscreen,
bug spray, deodorant.
A lot of them are living in the woods.
Is it an easy thing for people to drop off and donate something like that?
So right now we're taking donations because Port in the Storm is under construction. We're taking donations at St. Francis House, which is 70 Washington Street in St. Augustine. So yes, there's somebody always there. You just drop them off and we give you a little in-kind form to fill out. So you can, if you want, you can get
easy.
A tax break.
Yeah. And I usually just call and they're like, oh yeah, just pull up. And they're great. Mm-hmm. And usually someone's out there helping too. Yep. So it's an easy process. Okay, nice. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Want to help. Yeah.
So where can people go to find out more information on Port in the Storm, St. Francis House? Is there like a central hub or give us everything you can?
StFrancisShelter.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
Easy.
Yep. The registration link for casinos on there.
Okay.
Everything, donation links, volunteer opportunities, and, volunteer form.
Yep, the volunteer form. We have Chef's Night Out, which is where groups come in and they give the chef the night. Well, the chef is technically still there. The chef, they go into the kitchen and they cook a meal and they can serve the meal as well. So that's something that a lot of groups have done.
It's
good team building. A lot of student groups have done that as well. And then we're always going to need volunteers for casino night and our events. So that's something else that they can do. So
very, very cool.
Yep. We run because of our volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And our donors.
And our donors, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Just amazing, huge-hearted people.
They really are.
As well as everybody in you guys' organization. It's very, very impressive. Ladies, thank you for coming in today, and thank you for all that you do for St. John's County day in and day out. It is, I know, very, very much appreciated by so many people.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Awesome. And get out to this Casino Royale. It's going to be fun. And apparently we're going to be there.
Yes. July 9th, Saturday, 6 till 10. It's going to be an awesome 007 moment. Let's go.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
That's it. I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
All right. Before we get into the events happening that you need to know about here in St. John's County, I do want to remind you of some of the great people, some more of the great people who help us put on this show day in and day out and bring you folks like Joy and Karen here from Port in the Storm and St. Francis House.
Yes.
The Bailey Group. Our friends at the Bailey Group.
Big donors of Port in the Storm and St. Francis House. Again.
Of course. Where's that one degree of separation for the Bailey family, man? It exists just everywhere. Every time there's something good happening in our community, you can see the Bailey Group name behind it.
Yep.
And it's not just them, hey, we're going to put our name on it. We're going to donate the minimum and put our name on it. No, man. They get involved. They show up to these things. They put a lot of money and resources and time behind what they do for our community.
Because he loves
it. It's very impressive.
Loves this community.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. We are very, very lucky to have the Bailey family here in St. John's County. We definitely are.
Also very lucky to have our family from the United Way.
Yeah.
Out here in St. John's County. They just had some big news recently.
Big news, yes.
Very, very exciting to hear. I don't know if you've got the stats in front of you. I don't know if we necessarily are going to read that today, but they're always doing big things.
Oh, from the county?
From the county.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be allocating funds out to the different nonprofits out there. So if you're a nonprofit, give the United Way a call. They are looking at the greatest area of need, and this is some of the monies that the federal government is going to be giving our county.
Yes.
So they're going to be divvying it out to the different nonprofits. So yeah, just get on the list, and they'll come, they'll interview you, and see if your organization is the greatest area of need, and then they will be able to get some funding out there on the front lines.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. Very good stuff. Always coming from the United Way.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. It is truly amazing what happens when you live united.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, man. What do we got coming up?
Okay. So there's a tennis mixer at Beach Walk on May 21st, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. May mixer with mimosas and music. Whoever that marketing person, that's perfect. Get those M's out. That rolls nice. May mixer with mimosas and music.
Oh,
we celebrate National Tennis Month. I didn't know that. In May. Fun tennis mixer social event. Mixing partners and opponents. Very, very cool. You can go to the Beach Walk Facebook page and find out some more information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Everybody just sends you to the Facebook pages now.
Have you
right?
seen the Beach Walk? Have you seen this? Is this the one with like the big lake? I think it is. I think it's where they have the man up there a little past 210.
Okay.
And it's a gigantic lagoon lake.
Oh, right. Sure, this place. Yeah. I haven't seen it in person, but it looks impressive from the pictures I've seen.
Well, they've got some strict rules on this. Like, you can't put just any kayak in there. It has to be the Beach Walk kayak. Like,
oh, really?
It's got, yeah, like, there's, like, some rules and regs on that.
I bet.
Interesting. I mean, it's beautiful. It's the most blue oasis thing you've ever seen, and it's huge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just stick to the rules on that one.
Probably not allowed to pee in there.
No, definitely not.
I don't think so.
Might follow you all the way home. They'll know exactly the condo. 2A, peek me in the pool.
Yeah. They've got that dye in the water that turns different colors if you see it in the pool.
Could you imagine how embarrassing?
that'll stop you from doing it, right?
I mean, $700,000, I don't know what they are, but they're like so expensive. You're like, and then you show up with blue ink all over your crotch. Oh my God, Beach Walk, yeah. Because that's happening.
Yeah.
Can't wait to move in there.
We just totally projected something on it that doesn't even exist.
No.
Okay.
No, so there it is. Right. There you go. All right, so save that date for June 25th. We have no idea what we're doing, but I know that some of us are going to be in a dunk tank in Hastings.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I've never been a dunk tank participant.
Me neither.
I don't think I've ever even thrown a ball at a dunk tank.
I have once at Bayview. The senior citizens did it, and it was hysterical.
Yeah?
Oh, they got me good. Yeah.
Okay.
We rented a dunk tank, and all like the different like people, different departments, and they paid, you know, $5 to get Davey in the pool. So that was so funny.
How many of them just said, I'm not doing this with this ball, and ran over and smacked the button and just dunked you that
way? They were more upset about the $5. I had to give it back, but yeah. They're great. I love it. That was a great time. But yeah, we're going to be in a dunk tank, and I know Mike is going to be there, Amanda's going to be there, Clay's going to be there, I'm going to be there, you're going to be there, so that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We got a big 904 team there.
Yeah, we've reserved from 1 to 2 at the Hastings Market. Yeah, so save the date. June 25th. This will be good. There'll be more details to follow, and I know it has to do with the Rotary Club of Hastings, which is 97 years old, one of the oldest Rotary Clubs in our Northeast Florida. Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay,
holding on by a wing and a prayer. So support this one. They're an amazing, amazing group of individuals. Jenna, who's Great Expectations Realty, is definitely leading the charge on this one. So
Cool.
Okay, Riverhouse, here we go.
Riverhouse.
They got something new going.
Okay.
Ballroom and Line Dancing Group.
Ballroom and line dancing.
Yeah. So there's two sessions here. Classes at the beautiful Riverhouse in St. Augustine starting in June with award-winning choreographer and producer Declan from Encore Entertainment.
Okay.
Beginners and singles are welcome. Call for registration info. So give a buzz over the Riverhouse. But yeah, Dancing with Declan is going to be tearing it up in June. Cutting a rug.
Declan.
Yeah.
All right.
Another good marketing with the D's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow night is Thursday. Is the artisan market night at Coconut Barrel up there on San Marco. Right. Take a break from cooking and plan family date night. Come join us Thursday, May 19th for... Oh, it's tonight. Whoop, there it is. That's
hey,
fun.
There you go. It's Thursday.
Yeah, so let's go. If, let's go right after this. It's at 5 p.m.
Boom.
Hey, I'm still on time. Right. I'm still doing it. I still got this.
There yeah.
We look forward to seeing you over at Coconut Barrel.
Heck yeah. Yeah. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Cool.
Quit while I'm ahead.
That's a good show. Had a good show. I think we were ahead the whole show.
Whole show. We did it.
There we go. We nailed it. Nailed it. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.